Good evening, parents and guardians. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Education for All radio show. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you to build stronger family relationships, understand the education system, and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to our individual sponsors, Eddie and Maxine Jordan Jr., Minister Pat Sand, and Ron and Delilah Wilkinson. Also, special thanks to our corporate sponsors, founding CEO, TV and radio personality and recording artist, Mr. Willie Moore Jr. of the Will Flow Music, and the Young Fly Saved movement. Please be sure to visit Mr. Willie Moore Jr.'s website at www.williemoorejr.org. Also, we'd like to thank our other corporate sponsor, that is Ms. Eileen Blackburn of Premier Designs Jewelry. You can reach her to learn more about jewelry sales and employment opportunities by emailing her at emblackburn, B-L-A-C-K-B-U-R-N, at usa.net, or give her a call at 618-444-RING, R-I-N-G, which is 7464. So we thank our sponsors. If you would like to become a sponsor, individual or corporate, please feel free to contact me, your host. That's Carletta at educationforallinc.com. And also for resources, programs, scholarship information, and to read our Involved Parent magazine, please visit the website at www.educationforallinc.com. And for upcoming events, our upcoming event is a college tour, Missouri Spring College Tour. We are hosting this in conjunction with iSearch Grant and Scholarship Consultants. This tour will take place in Missouri. We will visit two colleges, one, well, actually close to Missouri and in Missouri. We will visit Southern Illinois University Carbondale, or SIUC, and then also Southeast Missouri State University, better known as SEMO. We will also take a lunch break at Lambert's in Sykeston, Missouri, which is home of the Throwed Roll. So if you've ever experienced that, then you know that it's going to be a highlight of the tour. This tour is open to 7th grade through 12th grade students and their parents or guardians. We also have group rates available if schools and organizations would like to sponsor students and parents. And also, if you just feel you would like to contribute to this wonderful opportunity for young people and their families to learn more about colleges in the area, then feel free to make a contribution or a donation through the website at www.educationforallinc.com or contact me. Again, that's Carletta at educationforallinc.com. Today's topic is what's love got to do with it? So on today's topic, we want to talk about the 15 types of love, how parents can operate in love, and which types of love to teach their children in order to build stronger families and improve their child's academic success. So we do want you to feel free to call in. If you have comments or questions at any time, feel free to call in. Also, there is a PowerPoint that's available on our Blog Talk Radio site. So if you go through our website, you can connect to Blog Talk Radio, and you will be able to press follow, and you can see the PowerPoint that goes with each of our shows. And that way you can always go back and refer to the information that we have posted, which is additional notes that may not necessarily be covered in the actual show. So we want you to feel free to always check the website. And again, feel free to dial in at any time to give your comments. When I did this preparation for this particular show, I was surprised to learn that there were 15 types of love. I've always heard about four main categories, and to learn that there are actually 15 was a bit surprising. So I want to start first by just reading off the list, and then I'll focus on about maybe 4 to 6 that are really, really important for families. And again, feel free to call in at any time. If you're on the line, just press 1 and I can bring you into the conversation. So the 15 types of love, we have infatuation, and some of these may bring some memories, good or bad or indifferent, to you as I'm reading through this list. But we have infatuation, romantic love, eros, compassionate love, unconditional love, conditional love, puppy love, maternal love, paternal love, soulmate love, spiritual or divine love, love for your country or patriotism, self-love, and brotherly love, and tough love. So many of those we have heard about through various situations, whether we've experienced them or through movies, we've heard about them, or different psychologists and doctors and so forth. And even in the church, you know, those ideas, some of those ideas being taught. But let's talk about operating under love. There are two types of love that are really important. And, well, the first two that I want to start with are maternal and paternal love. Today, we often see blended families, or we see broken families because of divorce and separation, or we see single families. And these are not new trends. They have been around for a while. But quite often, children are missing one or maybe even both of these types of love. So for parents or adults who, whether this is with your biological child or you're taking care of relatives' children or you're a foster or adoptive parent, it's important to keep in mind that maternal and paternal love are very important for kids to receive. So with the maternal love, that usually connotes love that is nurturing, accepting, and protective. So you think about that mother lioness that we hear about, that the lioness will protect her cubs at any cost, but yet she's very nurturing. And I like the part about accepting. You know, sometimes we tend to leave out the accepting part when it comes to loving our children. And we need to remember that our children are unique. Earlier this year, we talked on the Education for All radio show about the different personality types. And just like there are various personality types for our children, we also have personality types that may be different from our children as their parents or their primary caregivers. And so that part about being accepting, really understanding that our children will have different personalities, but within guidelines, you know, we still want to guide them so that they can become the beautiful young men and women that we hope for them to be. Paternal love, that connotes love that involves guidance and some authority, and usually it prepares children to be ready for the outside world. And sometimes this is a love that's missing for our kids, particularly, and I don't want anybody getting upset, but particularly when we see women raising boys, and you'll often hear women talk about some of their struggles with raising their young men. And there are many studies, research studies that are done trying to determine whether or not women can effectively raise young men. And we know that many women out there have successfully raised boys to grow into productive, beautiful, handsome, you know, well-educated young men. But sometimes that's missing, and that's because the guidance and the authority part and preparing the child to be ready for the outside world is missing, so that paternal love. So as a mom or a mother figure, if you're alone, you want to focus on the paternal with the maternal with the nurturing, accepting, and protective love, but also remember to bring in that paternal element, bring in guidance, have some authority, also provide your child, prepare them with strategies to help them to be ready for the outside world. We also want to operate as parents and primary caregivers under two additional types of love. That's unconditional love and tough love. Unconditional love is a type of affection and caring that is so strong you feel it consistently regardless of what that other person does. And so we need to keep that in mind with our children. You know, it's good to, I mean, we have to do what we need to do to make the, you know, to make sure that they're successful and everything. But we also want them to understand that our love for them is unconditional. You know, we will always love them. We will accept them back. Not for them to run over us or take advantage of us. But, you know, when we know that our child has really triumphed or overcome some things, though they've messed up and made some mistakes, you know, we can love them through the process, even if we have to do that at a distance, you know, which goes into the tough love. But they can still come back to us. They can still, we still welcome them in the fold. And that's the story behind the prodigal son. You know, when the father realized, you know, he sees his son and he brings him back home, or he accepts him, rather, when the son comes back home unconditionally. There were no conditions on him coming back into the fold of the family. Tough love. It describes a love that is expressed by setting boundaries for the good of the other person. The action that is taken is an act of love because it stems from a desire for someone's ultimate good and happiness. So as parents, we need to think about that when we're parents and primary caregivers. For our children, you have to implement that tough love. And sometimes when parents is and caregivers, it's really hard for them to be tough on their kids, particularly when they're young, because they're just so cute, you know, and they're so innocent. And we know that there's so much that our kids don't know when they are little toddlers. But we still need to implement that tough love. You know, we need to set boundaries, such as giving them a bedtime or telling them no. Teaching them manners, even when they're teenagers. You know, sometimes we tend to allow our teenagers a great deal of freedom, but we forget that they are not adults. They may be growing into young adults, but they haven't made it to adult status yet. And so we really need to implement tough love to help them to be successful, to protect them sometimes from themselves, from their friends and peer groups, from the other influences that may be out there, the social media, et cetera. And we often see where parents just are kind of at a loss. You know, I don't know what to do with the cell phone. You know, I don't know what to do about their friends, or I don't want to be mean or be the mean parent. And, you know, kids know the rules, they know expectations, but if you don't enforce them on a consistent basis, then that's what actually tears down the relationship. And you know, if you don't have, unless you have other people. Now, if you have other forces in there that make it a little bit more difficult, that's one thing. But if you don't have that, again, focus on that tough love and making sure that even if your child does mess up, that they can be loved nonetheless, unconditionally, because that will be very important for repairing your relationship and keeping your relationship with your children whole. And I talk about, as I talked about tough love, I observe student teachers, and that's something that I often hear my student teachers say, that I just don't want to be the mean teacher. And I tell them, your kids will love you nevertheless. You know, they love your cooperating teacher, because a regular teacher has put in rules and expectations, and the kids know that their teacher loves them, and they're not running all over them. But you're allowing them to do things because you don't want to appear mean. So, you know, keep that in mind, parents, that you can always start out tough with your child. And sometimes you have to start out tough, and then you go back, you pull back a little bit. And then when you see that you need to implement some of those strategies in a stricter sense, then you get a little more tough with your children. And so it's just kind of like a back and forth, but within reason and limits. So what are some things that are important to teach our children? And again, feel free to press 1 as you go through the call. Here's a caller. Yes, caller. Hi, welcome to the show.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I was just calling to say that, like you, I was shocked to hear that there were 15 different types of love. I thought that was very interesting as you named each of them. And I think you've made some great points as far as having to kind of go back and forth and pick and choose the different types mm-hmm. of love, because that was one thing I was thinking about. You know, as your child gets older, you have to kind of adapt the type of love that you show. You know, as a baby, well, it'll always be unconditional, but as a baby, you know, that's more so like along the lines of like, I guess, a laxer type of love, like where you're
right.
of course
yeah,
not too tough on them because
lean.
They're a child,
uh-huh.
don't understand, you know,
right.
and as they get older, then you have to change it as well just to match them and make sure that that you two are on the same page as far as communication goes and them knowing that no matter what, you're always going to love them. So I think, you know, this was definitely helpful and I'll be able to use that on a day-to-day basis. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. I appreciate your comment.
You're welcome.
And if we have any other callers who are on the line, please feel free to press 1 during the conversation, and I'll bring you in at any time. And then also those who are listening online, feel free to dial our number, 646-595-4481, and press 1, and we will bring you into the conversation. So we talked about how to operate under love with maternal and paternal love, unconditional and tough love. Now there are 4 types of love that I think are really, really important. And again, these types of love are all coming from that list of 15, but I found 8 that I just really felt were so necessary for parents and kids, particularly in light of what we're seeing today in our communities across the world. And sometimes right here where I am in Missouri. So self-love, this is a positive feeling that you have about who you are and what you deserve. It is often expressed by treating yourself well, respecting yourself, wanting yourself to be happy, and expecting others to respect you too. So self-love, a lot of our children don't love themselves, and you will find that some of our children are not happy with their bodies. Even if you look at them and feel like they are a perfect 10, they could be a model. You know, some of our kids are just not happy. They don't love themselves. They don't have self-esteem, high self-esteem rather, or high self-worth. They don't respect themselves or their bodies. They don't know what to do with themselves. And so there are tattoos from head to toe, and they're just so young and have all a body full of tattoos, full of piercings. And sometimes a lot of that is rooted in a lack of self-love. And so we want to make sure that we're teaching our kids to love themselves for who they are and the way that God made them. And this is across all cultures. You know, I think at one point it might have been maybe just really in some of our cultures of color, being African-American, I know for sure within my own culture, not really loving our hair, not loving the size of our nose, the color of our skin, you know, those are the curves of our bodies, you know, so some of those things were not really, you know, we didn't always appreciate, but now I see that naturalness and that sense of appreciating who you are as a culture and as a people and person, but through all the cultures, you know, it's now really infiltrating even the Caucasian culture where kids are not happy with their bodies. They're not happy with their looks and who they are. And it's really because as parents and primary caregivers, we're so busy giving our kids things to replace love that our kids don't see that human aspect, that human touch, that human connection with their parents. So let's focus on teaching our children to love themselves. and spiritual divine love. That's where you recognize the divine light in everyone and everything, and love is given to everyone as an act of loving God. So some of our children have not been exposed to going to church or Bible study, youth groups, and often I've seen where as children reach their teens, parents sometimes give them a choice whether or not they want to attend church, or they make them go to church, but they don't help them to understand the importance of going to church and loving God and loving Jesus and understanding the Holy Spirit. So it's really important to teach our kids that spiritual divine love, so then that way they can be a light to others around them, especially in a world that sometimes can be kind of negative. So we also, let's talk about, you know, what we're teaching our kids, two more aspects. One other one, leading, which kind of goes with the spiritual and divine because you want them to be a light to others, is the brotherly love. That connotes having a feeling of love for your neighbor because all humanity is considered to be part of a larger family of human beings. And so often we see young people in particular destroying their homes, destroying their neighborhoods, destroying their communities. And that's because they really don't love their neighbor. They don't see that everyone is connected. So if we can start teaching our young people that, that can also, since we're talking about this show focuses on education, you know, that can cut down on a lot of the fights and the arguments that kids have in schools with their peers simply because they start to look at their peers in a different light and see them as a fellow human being. And then the fourth type of love that we need to teach our kids is love for your community, for your country, or patriotism. Love for the place that you live or the place that you're born. It is a type of loyalty and special feeling and belonging that you attribute to that specific geographic location. So I know some kids love where they are, and unfortunately that's a whole nother show when we talk about territories and even some gangs. So we've seen it in a negative sense, but I'm looking at the positive sense. You know, we want to teach our children whatever country they're in, and this program is global, so whatever country the child is in, they need to appreciate where they are while they're living there. Now, if they pick up, move somewhere else, or the family moves somewhere else, then that's another story. But, you know, for today, we're focusing on where your child is. Teach them to find something that they love about their neighborhood, something that they love about their community, something that they love about their city, their state, their country. So then that way they feel a sense of belonging. So all of these different types of love, the whether you're talking about self-love, spiritual and divine love, brotherly love, and then the love for your country or patriotism, all of them are intertwined. Yes, caller. Hi, welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment?
Hi, I have a comment. I just wanted to say that you are so on target with this topic of love. And as a high school counselor, I have been talking to some people about how do we instill that love of the neighborhood, the community, the patriotism, as well as the brotherly love within our children. Mm-hmm. And to get them to see the bigger picture versus just looking at themselves and what they can receive.
Wow. And that is so true. Thank you so much, caller. You know, it's just sad we don't have the opportunity to include religion in our schools anymore after it was taken out. But, you know, any way we can find to add these values in through character education, through the PBIS system or any of these special programs, and every little bit that everyone does and when everybody plays their part, it truly helps and makes a difference. So thank you so much, Carla. I appreciate your comment.
Thank you.
Okay, we are so happy that you all joined us today. We are nearing the end of our program. The time just flies. Again, I want to be sure that we thank our sponsor, So as we close out the show, we really want to thank our individual and our corporate sponsors and remind you that if you would like to be a sponsor, please feel free to contact me, your host, Carletta Washington, at carletta@educationforallinc.com. And also we encourage you to visit our website at www.educationforallinc.com. And we want to make sure that we let you know, please like us, follow us, and connect us with us. We are on Twitter, and the Twitter address is @ed4allinc.stl. We're on Instagram, and the address for our Instagram is @educationforallinc.stl. And we're also on Facebook, and our address for Facebook is @educationforallinc.stl. So we hope that you have enjoyed today's show. Next week's topic is open forum, and we would love for you to pay tribute to your loved ones. So whether you have lost loved ones or your loved ones are still here present with you, we hope that you will join us next week and pay tribute to what you love most about those individuals and what you miss most. And we also want to make sure that you remember the college tour. Please be sure that if you would love to sponsor or contribute, give me a contact email, which is carletta@educationforallinc.com, or feel free to call me direct at 314-397-8757. And if you're a school or church or organization, we do have a group rate available. So while we have a few moments, let's take one more caller.
Oh, yes, hello.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Washington. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. And you?
Oh, doing fine. Yeah, another great show. Do you think some people get love mixed up sometimes with lust or maybe false loyalty or, do they have like a distinguishing definition of love?
And, there are negative ways to view, a lot of this. And like when you talk about the Eros love, the erotic love, and so we definitely
yes.
didn't get into that one. But, some of the loves that I found, they can become negative. Even okay. when I mentioned the patriotism and love for your country, some children take it too far. It becomes a gang type of situation. And that's
almost
all
like
throughout our country.
Yeah, you're right. Like it becomes
right.
territorial. And,
mm-hmm.
you have some people that they won't, let's say for police amongst their academy, that they know there's something wrong, but because of blue love or the blue wall, they won't speak
right.
up about it. And that's,
yep.
That's kind of a twisted love. I don't
yeah.
even know if I classify that as love.
And I'm glad you said that. Some things I think we need not mistake for love. And unfortunately, that's what has happened, is that people have just
yeah.
misconstrued and taken advantage of the situation. And they've called things love that aren't love. And with tough
right.
love, you can be tough, but it's a different
yeah.
type of toughness. It's not a harsh, brutal toughness that you're implementing or impressing upon your children.
Yeah, like
well, thank
early
you, caller.
Oh, great show.
Okay, you take care. And we pray favor upon parents and guardians everywhere as you prepare your children for academic success this week. And please, again, join us next Sunday at 6 p.m. when we pay tribute to loved ones. This is the month of love for February, so we hope that you'll join us here next week. And if you have questions later, please contact me, Carletta@educationforallinc.com.